Nagam Perchas Mishnah Vav Shtei Baharos Achas Tmeya Va'achas Tahara. Somebody that has two Nagam on his skin, two Baharos on his skin, in two different places, and one was pronounced Tame by the Kohen, while the other was pronounced Tahar by the Kohen. Parcha Mizulazu. The two different Nagam that he had on his skin spread from one to the other and attached itself to become one big Nega. Va'achakach Parcha Bekulo Tahar. And after the two Nagam attached itself by spreading from one to the other, the Nega then spread over his entire body. He would be tar, as when a nega spreads over somebody's entire body, that's a siman tar. Now, even though we have said previously that only a nega that was pronounced tame that subsequently spread over his entire body would he become tar, but a nega that was pronounced tar that subsequently spread over his entire body, that would be a siman tuma, not a siman tar, and he would be tar. And in this case, he had two negon, one was tame and one was tar, and they spread to each other and connected, and only then spread over the entire body. And the mission is teaching us that we look at this and consider it as if the nega that was tame is the one that's spreading over his entire body, and therefore he is tar. As once the two negam connect, we look at that nega as being tame, not as a nega being tar, even though one of the negam was originally tar. But now that they connected, we look at it as a nega that's tame, and therefore when it goes ahead and subsequently spreads over his entire body, that would be a simantara, and he would be tar. Bisvaso ha'oyona, bisvaso ha'tachto. Somebody who has two negam, one nega is on his upper lip, and the other nega is on his lower lip. And each one of these two negam is smaller than the shear, smaller than a gris. Well, when you combine the two negam, you have a nega the size of a gris. B'shtei etzba'oso, or somebody has two different negam on two adjoining fingers. Each nega being smaller than the minimum size, but when he puts his two fingers together, it would form one nega that is the minimum size. B'shnei risei eino. Or he has two negam on his two eyelids, the upper eyelid and the lower eyelid, each nega being smaller than the minimum size. But when he puts his eyelids together, it forms a nega that is at least the minimum size. Afa pi shemiduvakim zelazet behein nirin ke'echad tar. Even though the only way this is considered a nega is when he attaches the two together, for example, he puts his two fingers together, or he closes his eye, putting his two eyelids together, or he closes his mouth, putting his two lips together. Only then is it a nega. Even so, when this nega subsequently spread over his entire body, that's a siman tara, and he would become tar. And even though each one of these negam is less than the minimum size, since when you put the two negam together, it forms a nega that's at least the minimum size, that nega would be pronounced tame. And since the nega is pronounced tame, when the nega subsequently spread over the entire body, he becomes tar, as that is a din, that a nega that's pronounced tame that subsequently spread over your entire body, you become tar. And this is a case where the nega is tame, as when you have two negam that when they're put together, they are at least the size of the minimum shear, that nega would be tame. Parcha bekulo, avolo beboat. Tame. Somebody who has a nega that was pronounced tame and subsequently spread over the entire body, with the exception of a small piece of skin that was a bohak. A bohak, the patch of white skin that's not bright enough to be considered a nega. In such a case, he would be tame, as the nega did not cover his entire body. It didn't cover the area of the boak. And even though a boak is a white patch of skin that looks similar to a nega, but since it's not quite a nega, since it's not quite bright enough to be a nega, the nega would not be tar, as it has not spread over his entire body. It did not spread over to the area of the boak. So he remains tame. Chazur bo rasha evarin kemin boak tar. A person who has a nega that was pronounced tame, and subsequently the nega spread over his entire body, so now that's a siman tara, he becomes tar. And after the nega spread over his entire body, the nega then receded a little bit, leaving an area by the tips of his limbs that is a bohak. It's a patch of white skin, but not quite bright enough to be a nega. In such a case, he remains tar. Now, even though, as we said previously, that when the nega recedes a little bit, and there's healthy skin where it receded, in such a case, he would revert back to being tame, the nega no longer covers his entire body. But in this case, since the area in which it receded, the rashi evar, the tips of his limbs, is not exactly healthy skin, instead it's a bark with a patch of white skin that's not quite bright enough to be a nega, he remains tar in this case. Even though we just said that when the nega initially spread over the entire body, if it doesn't spread mamish over the entire body and instead leaves an area of a bark, he would be tame, he would not become tar. But that's only in that case, where the nega had never initially covered his entire body, so therefore, even though the part of the body which is not covered by the nega is a boak, he remains tummy. But in this case, since the nega originally did cover the entire body and he was pronounced tar, even though now the nega has receded a little bit, since the place where the nega receded is a bohak, it's not healthy skin, he would remain tar. Chazrubo Rashi Evarim Pachos Mekau Dasha. Somebody who has a nega that was pronounced tameh and the nega subsequently spread over his entire body. And he was pronounced tar after it spread over his entire body. And after he became tar, the nega receded a little bit by the tips of his limbs, leaving an area by the tips of his limb which is less than the size of a lentil. And in that area, there is a bohak. Rabbi Meir Mitame. Rabbi Meir holds that the person goes back to being tameh. And Rabbi Meir argues with that which we just said, that when the nega recedes a little bit and leaves an area of a bohak, that the person would remain tar. According to Rabbi Meir, he would become tameh, he would go back to being tameh, even if that area in which the nega receded is less than a hadasha. Even so, according to Rabbi Meir, when the nega recedes, even when it recedes even the smallest amount, he becomes tameh, even though the area that it receded, there is no healthy skin. Instead, it's a bohak, Rabbi Meir holds, the person goes back to being tameh. The chachamim aimrim, bohek pachos meka hadasha, simen tumah b'tchila, vein simen tumah b'sof. While the Chachamim disagree, they say that a bohak, a patch of white skin that's not quite bright enough to be a nega, when it's less than the size of an adasha, that would be a simen tumah initially. Meaning to say, if initially when the nega spread, it did not quite cover the entire body, instead it left an area in which there is a bohak, the person would remain tameh since it didn't cover his entire body. But a bohak would not be a simen tumah besot, meaning to say that once the nega did spread over his entire body, the person was pronounced tar. And then the nega receded a little bit, leaving an area in which there is a bohak, that would not be a simen tumah. He would remain tar, as we explained, that since the person was pronounced tar when the nega spread over his entire body, even though the nega has now receded a little bit, he would only revert back to being tameh if in the place that it receded there's healthy skin. But in this case, the place that it receded is a bohak, it's not healthy skin. Now that was a chamar discussing a case where the nega receded to an area that's less than the size of an adasha, which seems to infer that if the nega receded to more than the size of an adasha, even if the place that it receded is a bark, not healthy skin, as Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Meir that he is tummy. This is lav dafka, it's not exactly the case, as Chachamim would hold that even if the nega receded by more than the size of an adasha, if the place that it receded there's a bark, not healthy skin, that the person would remain tar. That which Chachamim mentioned, pachas meka adasha, less than the size of a lentil, is because that is the amount Rabbi Meir was referring to. Rabbi Meir wanted to say a chiddush, that even though the nega receded by less than the size of a lentil, and the place where it receded is a bark, even so his tummy, so Rabbi Meir, since he wanted to say this chiddush, mentioned less than the size of an adasha. But the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is actually, in both cases, whether it receded less than the size of an adasha, or whether it receded to more than the size of an adasha, and left a bark in its place. In either case, there would be a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir would hold that the person would revert back to being tummy, while the Chachamim would disagree. Somebody who has a nega that initially starts off as covering his entire body is white from the nega, the Kohen would lock him up to see if a simen tumah develops. He would be tamei muskwa. Even though normally when the nega covers the entire body, that is a simen tara, but that's only if the nega starts off as being tamei and only after that covers his entire body. But in this case, that the nega in the first place covered his entire body, in such a case, he would be tamei muskwa. If after you become tamei muskur, white hairs develop in the nega, then he would become tamei muskur, decisively tamei, as white hairs in the nega, is a simen tumor. His kiru stand, o achas mehem. If after this person who has a nega that covers his entire body has become tamei muskur from the white hairs then turn black, either one of the white hairs, or both white hairs turn black. So then he would become tar since he no longer has two white hairs in his nega. Or, if after he became tamei muskur from the white hairs were shortened, they're no longer the minimum size to be a simen tumah, either one of the white hairs were shortened or both of them. Now he had become tamei since the simen tumah of white hairs is no longer a simen tumah. Nizmach ha-shchin l'shtam olachas mehem. If a shchin, a boil, a joint, both, or one of the white hairs, in such a case also, the white hairs are no longer a simen tumah since it's no longer in the nega, instead it's in a shchin. If a shchin a boil and circle, both white hairs are one of them. Again, in this case, the white hairs would no longer be a simen tumah and he would be tar. Or the boil split the white hairs, meaning to say there was a boil in between the white hairs. Again, in this case, since the Shekhinah is separated by the bull, there would no longer be a Siman Tumah, and he would be torn. U'michyas ha-shchin, ha-michveh, u'michyas ha-michveh, ve-ha-boet. Or, if there was a michyas ha-shchin, healthy skin inside a shchin, that either encircled or split or joined, the white hairs then would be the same. The white hairs would no longer be a Siman Tumah. Or was a michveh a burn, or a michyas ha-michveh, or the healthy skin in a burn, or a boak. A boak is a white patch on the skin that's not quite bright enough to be a nega. If any of these things encircle the white hairs or split the white hairs or join the white hairs, in all these cases, the white hairs would no longer be a siman tumah. The person would now be tar. No lo mechia oseir love on tummy. If after the person became tar, this person had a nega over the entire body and then white hairs appeared in the nega and he became tummy mukhlat. And then the siman tumah of the white hairs were no longer there as the white hairs were shortened, or they turned black, or they were joined by a shchin, or any of the other things mentioned here. So now he is tar. And after that, a michya developed in the nega, healthy skin developed in the nega, and a michya is a siman tumah, so now his tummy again. Or, if other white hairs appeared in the nega, that would also be a siman tumah, and now he would go back to being tummy. Now, even though somebody who has a nega that covers his entire body, and that's a siman tara, causing him to be tar, white hairs later on appear in the nega, that would not cause him to be tummy. The white hairs would not be a siman tumah. But in this case, when white hairs reappear in the nega, even though the nega covers his entire body, he would become tummy mukhlat again. Now this person, the nega covered his entire body right away in the beginning. And in such a case, the person is tummy, even though the nega covered his entire body. So even though in the interim he became tar because the siman tumah disappeared, if the siman tumah reappears, he would become tummy again. Lo nolad lo michya, v'lo seir lavan, tar. If after the original siman tumah disappears, neither a michya nor white hairs reappear in the nega, he would be completely tar. He would not have to be locked up any further. And that is a din. That somebody who had a siman tumah in his nega, causing him to be tummy mukhla, and then the siman tumah disappeared, he is totally tar. He would not have to be locked up again to see if other simani tumah develop. For kulan shechadru behem rashi evar, hare'elu kemosh shahayu. In all these cases, that a person has a nega that covers his entire body, and he has a siman tumah causing it to be tummy mukhla. And then the siman tumah disappears, and now he is tar. Even if the nega recedes a little bit, allowing the tips of the evarim, the tips of his limbs, to have healthy skin without any nega covering them, even so, he remains tar. As even though, in such a case that a person has a nega that covers his entire body and he is tar, when the nega recedes a little bit, now it doesn't cover his entire body any longer, he would again be tummy. But in this case, since he has become completely tar because the siman tumah develops, that which the nega receded a little bit would not change his status at all. Parcha b'miksaso tummy, parcha b'kulo harehu tar. If after the nega, which originally covered his entire body, receded a little bit, and now he has healthy skin by the tips of his limbs, then after the nega receded, it started spreading again, but did not yet cover his entire body. It spread a little bit to cover part of the area in which it had originally receded. He is now tummy, because that is the siman tumah. The spreading of a nega is a siman tumah. But if after it spread a little bit, covering the partial area that originally receded, and now it spread even more and covers the entire area from which it receded, and now it covers the entire body again, now he would be completely tar. And since initially he became tummy from the spreading of the nega, he became tummy mukhlat, the nega spread to cover the partial area in which originally receded. So now it's tummy mukhlat, and now the nega went ahead and covered his entire body. It spread again to cover his entire body. Now that is a siman tara, and he would be completely tar. As even though originally when the nega first covered his entire body, it was not a siman tara. That's because it covered his entire body initially when he first came to the kohen. But in this case, since it receded, and then he became tummy mukhlat because it spread a little bit, and the spreading of the nega is a siman tumah, and only after that it covered his entire body, now that which the nega covers his entire body is a siman tara, as that is a din. Somebody who has become tummy from a nega, and subsequently the nega then spreads to cover his entire body, that's a siman tara, and he becomes tar.